Talk about the Greens, that bunch of idiots.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.
Welcome to the Sustainable You podcast with your hosts, Jackie Kidman and Lisa Whiston. Self-proclaimed urban hippies, waste warriors, and passionate women. Tune in for practical information and inspiration on how to reduce your impact on the environment and become a more sustainable you.
Before we begin, Lisa and Jackie would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and the places on which we record our podcast. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Sustainable You podcast. I'm your host, Jackie.
And I'm your host, Lisa.
So this week, we wanted to just dive a little bit deeper into greenwashing. I kind of mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about the, was it the events?
Yeah, talking about my
That's right, fate. That's right. And it came up around when you were asking the food trucks or the food stalls to only sort of hand out things or food in sustainable packaging. It kind of just flagged something for me. It was kind of like, well, hang on, what is sustainable packaging? Because for me, I feel that some of this stuff is confusing and that it's greenwashing. So I don't know if everybody, do you know what greenwashing is, Lisa?
Well, I kind of do now, but I must admit, like initially I'd heard the term, but I didn't really know what it meant. And you did a good job of explaining it to me. So maybe you can explain it to everybody now.
And I'd use this term the other day with a girlfriend, and she actually thought I was talking about washing with grey water. So washing with water that you collect from your roof into a water tank and using it to wash your clothes and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, oh, no, that's probably more grey washing. But but again, that's confusing, isn't it? So greenwashing it's a practice of making a misleading claim, particularly around environmental benefits of like a product, a service, even like company practices. So a company could have a sustainability policy or something like that, or environmental policy, but they don't implement any of it. Mm. They just put it up there and no one really checks. Sometimes it's just a bit of a tick the box kind of scenario. They can make things seem or appear more environmentally friendly than what it actually is. So it's basically tricking us to think that that's the best product for us.
That's so frustrating, isn't it? Because people just want to do the right thing. So if you see a label that says eco-friendly or, you know, biodegradable or green product, then people think that they're doing the right thing. But essentially they're just being duped.
Absolutely. Yes. And they'll make the label look kind of like, you know, simple and earthy, you know, like, yeah, which is like less, you know, like you have a look at some of those ones that are claiming to be eco-friendly. And look, some of them might be, but some of them will be definitely not. You know, the label will make it look more kind of earthy or natural. The colours might be not quite often in a brown bottle, like particularly if you're thinking about cleaning products, for example. The wording, they can put things like green, eco-friendly, safe onto products. I used to use this sort of example when I was talking about cleaning products, because in my past life, I used to sell natural cleaning products. That's kind of how I got onto the journey of being more sustainable. So there's actually no requirement in Australia, there's no requirement for companies to disclose their ingredients. So they can often just list the active ingredient. And if you have a look at a label of a cleaning product that you might have under your sink, or probably everyone's got some sort of hand sanitizer or something in their house at the
especially
moment,
these days.
You'll quite often see it just lists a couple of ingredients, which might be the active ingredient. There's actually no requirement for them to disclose anything else. They say it's because it's to protect their recipe. so that no one goes out and steals their, you know, secret recipe, you know, like the KFC secret herbs and spices, I guess. And in order for the label to be kind of have the, like, a green, you know, words green or safe or eco-friendly or a little leaf or, you know, those sort of things that make you just trigger your eyesight to think that that's the, you know, a plant-based product, it actually only needs about 2% of a plant-based or natural product or ingredient to be included into that label. So hugely deceiving.
Wow.
Some of the examples that I kind of came up with of what is greenwashing is, remember those coffee pods, Lisa, that
yes. you bought?
And in your
yes,
pod machine?
The ones that said that they were like, what did they say? I think that they were organic and not they didn't say they were compostable, but I think they said they were degradable. But I don't know that they're a good example because they said organic.
But the coffee might be organic. That might be sort of organic. Organic is a really loose term too. That might be another discussion that we can have. That can also be a bit of a loose term. But that coffee pod kind of created the illusion for you that it was an eco-friendly
product.
Yeah,
I suppose it did. Yeah. When I was looking at the ray of the
and then when
on the
you
shelf,
opened,
I thought, well, that was probably a better choice than some of the other ones.
Yeah. So it would have had, some, like you said, some wording, you know, that sort of stuff. So when you opened the box, how did the product come?
So not only were they a single-use coffee pod, which I kind of knew that they were in a way, but they were individually wrapped in plastic little sachets or bags. So every pod had its own waste associated with it, which was incredibly disappointing.
So that's a perfect example of greenwashing. Even though you're saying, look, it may not, you know, like you're trying to defend that. It's making you think that you're creating a better environmental decision by choosing that product. But when you get to it, you realize, well, it's actually individually wrapped. It's actually single use, which you kind of knew, but there's, you know, it just, the wording deceives you.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, things like those words like biodegradable, you know, compostable, recyclable, you know, we've talked about that before. We talked about that was one of our very first episodes. So you can go back to season 1, episode 5, the interview with Scott Morton from BioBag. He clearly explains the difference between all those terms and how, to a degree, that's just greenwashing. I mean, there are, even in the supermarkets, there are those, you know, little sandwich bags, for example, from a company. They have one certain size that is compostable and then everything else is not, but it's all exactly the same labeling. They look the same, and most of the time people will get home and go, damn it, grabbed the wrong one. It's actually not. So thinking that they're doing the right thing, but they're not. So there's actually more psychologists employed in advertising and marketing than they are psychologists practicing in
Stop
private
it.
Practices.
That's so disappointing.
It's like one of Mary's stats she's given us.
Thanks, Mary. Gosh, you're nice.
So plastic bags, what the supermarkets have done with that is total greenwashing. So they talk about it can be recycled into RedCycle, but that's not what, in terms of wanting to minimise your waste, it's not the answer. But they also on them, I don't know if you've seen, I've seen some bags that say, hi, I'm reusable. So people think, you know, it's totally deceiving. You know, I'm a reusable bag. Well, it's still a bag that is made out of plastic. And if you know, you might reuse it, but it might break, it will, you know, tear and break. And it's not a bag that you can constantly reuse over and over again and made out of a material that is more environmentally friendly versus something that's made out of an oil, basically. And plastic.
So it's like those clear cups. So this is one of the examples that came up when I was speaking to the suppliers about the fate, was that they were selling, they wanted to sell drinks in bio cups, which were like those clear single-use cups that you see everywhere, but they say that they're compostable. And so I was looking up the bio cups, and they're made from a bioplastic, which is made from plants, not oil, but they're only compostable if they're commercially composted. So you can't put them in your home compost and get rid of them that way. They just simply won't break down. Or they might break down, but it's going to take hundreds of years.
So when we went to Byron Bay, we went to the Crystal Castle.
Love that place.
And they had a similar product. And I asked they've actually got, I should post some photos that we took of that actually. They sort all their waste. It goes into certain sort of boxes and tubs and it gets composted or whatever. And the bio, whatever the cup was, looked like the same. It looked like a plastic cup. I said to her, how do you dispose of that? And she said, we have a commercial compost basically. So they've got a massive hole, they dig it up and they dump it all in and then it gets rid of it over time, I guess. So my concern with those bio cups is that a lot of the takeaway cups have them on there. So it's really deceiving, like, because it's saying, you know, you get this and it's going to be, don't worry about bringing your own cup because you can just recycle this or you can chuck this in your compost, which is not true. It's green. Again, it's greenwashing. So companies are paying a little bit extra probably for that more sustainable product when it's probably just ending up in landfill, you know, just like a non-sustainable.
Yeah, because as I was going to say before, is the problem with those cups is that often you'll get them when you're out and about and it's got the big green line on it. So you think you're buying, you know, you're getting a good product and then you'll dispose of that in the recycling bin, you know, and it's not actually recyclable at all. Mm. It's compostable within a commercial grade composting machine. Yep. So it's actually not going to go into recycling. If you chuck it in the yellow bin or whatever, it's going to end up in landfill anyway.
And I know that probably a lot of people are, you know, kind of going like, I was trying to do the right thing and, you know, I keep on mucking it up and, you know, that sort of stuff. So I guess let's do some positives and sort of say, well, what can you do? You know, what can you do around trying not to be greenwashed? And the simplest sort of way that I think of it personally is that if it looks like plastic, then it probably is.
Mm.
Even though I do know there are some plant-based products that can be recycled, like what we're just talking about, but they are very more likely that it goes into a commercial. I don't know where any local commercial grade compost bins are. If anyone wants to let us know, then that would be awesome. But most of the time it will just go into a general waste bin and not be disposed of appropriately. So that's my kind of theory. If it looks like plastic, then it probably is. We urge you to do your own research on companies and products. Have a little Google, ask others what they know about the companies. I mean, that just goes not just with food storage or anything like that. That goes with anything you're kind of purchasing, electricity, super, whole range of things, I guess. BYO. So bring your own cup, you know, like I know at the moment with COVID-19, we can't really eat in.
Yeah.
But I mean, some places, I know my cafe down the road is still, I can kind of say, can you put something on a plate for me if they're cooking something and I'll take it home and bring it back, you know, rather than it being in a takeaway container that then has to get thrown into the landfill bin. So just make that a practice of BYOing. And when it comes to products, like particularly like cleaning products or personal care products or things like that, my practice is to make my own because then I know exactly what's going in them. I know that, you know, most of my products that I have, personal care products or cleaning products, their first base is bicarb soda. Makes it cheaper. It makes it really easy for me to kind of go, well, I know what that is and I don't actually know what's in that other cleaning product. I can't guarantee it, so I just choose to make my own. And my other tip, and you might have other tips you want to share as well, Lisa, but my other tip is to stick to your values. So if your value is to live a waste-free life and to have as little impact on the environment as possible, or to start changing things, you know, a little bit at a time, then I'd suggest that before you purchase something, you know, stop and think, do I actually really need this, for one? Does it align with my values? What will happen to this product once I'm finished with it? That's quite often a big one that I just do generally anyway. And is there another way or a better way that I can purchase this?
Yeah, great tips.
Yeah, I don't know if you've got any other things that you want to...
I totally agree with that way of evaluating, you know, what you're spending your money on and how you want to live your life. For those people that want to think a bit bigger than that too, or not bigger, but higher up. We spend a lot of money every year on our power, and we invest a lot of money through our superannuation and in our banks. And there's a really great website called marketforces.org.au. And they basically believe that, you know, banks, superannuation funds and governments that have custody of our money should be using it to protect the environment rather than damage it. So they have compiled amazing lists of those companies that greenwash on a larger level. So banks that pretend to have a green policy but are investing in fossil fuels, or power companies that say that they're, you know, they've developed green power, that essentially they're just paying the minimum amount to provide or to be able to name it green, but in essentially all they're using is coal and oil and gas. So jump onto Market Forces and think about the way that we spend our money in that sense too, because that's a way that we can have quite a large impact on markets and industries in general.
Awesome. That's a really good tip. Well, I think that's greenwashing summarized there. As always, we'd love to have your feedback. Please let us know if you have any examples of greenwashing, or if you're not sure about something, then we would love to help you out in terms of helping you to sort of discover whether we how we feel about that product and what things you might need to take note of or not. And as always, it's been an absolute pleasure, and we hope that this episode has helped you to become
a more sustainable you.
Sustainable You can be found on Instagram at Sustainable You Pod, on Facebook at Sustainable You Podcast, or you can email us at sustainableyoupod@gmail.com. Episodes are created and produced by Lisa and Jackie.
Talk about the Greens, that bunny, that bunch of idiots.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.